You're listening to Morning Edition on WNYC. I'm David First. COVID-19 has taken a disproportionate toll on African Americans in New York City and across the country. It's highlighted racial disparities in healthcare, including the need for more Black doctors who understand the issues facing African and African American communities. The Association of American Medical Colleges says that in 2018, just 5% of practicing physicians identified as African American, compared to more than 56% who identified as white and 17% who identified as Asian. Our senior editor for Race and Justice, Jamie Floyd, joins us now with more. Hi, Jamie.
Hello, David.
Jamie, you sat down with two Black doctors in New York City to learn more about these disparities, and we're going to hear part of that conversation now. Tell us about these doctors.
Yes. Well, Dr. Arturo Holmes is a urology resident at SUNY Downstate Medical Center. That's in Brooklyn. He actually wrote a recent op-ed, David, about his experiences as a Black doctor. And then we were also joined by Dr. Mary Louise Patterson. She's a retired pediatrician, still on the clinical staff at Weill Cornell Medical College. And I should say she was our family's pediatrician. That's how we tracked her down. So I started by asking Dr. Patterson, we call her Dr. P in our family, about her four decades, David, working in New York City, starting back in 1969. And I asked her if there were many other Black pediatricians practicing in New York City at that time.
As far as I know, I was the only one below 125th Street. There were African-American physicians at Harlem Hospital where I did my first 2 years of hospital training. But otherwise, in private practice, no.
Dr. Holmes, does this resonate with you at all as a resident at SUNY Downstate? What's your experience as a Black doctor in 2020?
So I'm actually quite fortunate. As a urology resident at SUNY Downstate, I have the luxury of actually having several Black attendings in my program. The president of our university, Dr. Riley, is actually a Black male physician, as is our current program director. I can't say that it's something that, you know, every other Black physician is fortunate enough to say, but I can say that is something I have and I'm very thankful for.
So that is something that must, Dr. Patterson, give you cause to reflect on your own experience and perhaps take heart. At the same time, Black doctors are still underrepresented. Is it fair to say that the absence of African-American doctors contributes to the ongoing health emergencies of Black and brown New Yorkers?
Oh, absolutely. And clearly, I think that African-Americans in general still probably feel more comfortable with an African-American physician than they would with a white physician, but that's not always the case. And I don't know about Dr. Holmes's experience, but mine was that there were African Americans who still believed that white doctors, were better trained doctors. So it kind of swung both ways. You'd have patients who were very happy to see you and clearly could relax and tell you about perhaps some of the home remedies that they had used prior to coming to see you, knowing that they wouldn't be derided, right, or, you know, ridiculed for doing so. And then there were others who didn't want to see you.
Dr. Holmes, in what ways have patients or colleagues treated you differently as a Black doctor?
So for the most part, 9 times out of 10, when I interact with Black patients, they usually welcome me, but I have had experiences more often with white patients than Black patients, where I'll walk into a room and a patient will assume that I'm not a physician or I'm not qualified to be a physician because I'm Black, you know, but after you sit down and talk with them, their perspective shifts.
Mm. So, Dr. Holmes, you recently wrote about your experience in an op-ed for the Washington Post titled, "I'm a Black Doctor, I Wear My Scrubs Everywhere Now." Tell us why.
So the issues addressed in the article are not issues that I typically talk about in a public setting or sometimes even at all. It details a police encounter where I was stopped late at night on my way home from the hospital, and it was a rather frightening experience, especially in the context of, you know, all the things that we've been seeing happen when Black individuals encounter law enforcement under circumstances. There's like four of them in the car, and I just remember being addressed as though, you know, I was not where I should be and that I shouldn't have been driving around at night. Ultimately, after they realized that I was in scrubs, I was able to leave safely. But I think about moments like we've seen recently with Jacob Blake and with George Floyd, and you wonder if a benign encounter could become deadly.
Well, one is both saddened and maddened by hearing stories like that. You know, I have not had an encounter with the police like Dr. Holmes is describing. Not that other African-American women have not, but I myself have not. But you know when you leave the sanctity and the safety of your home, that that's a possibility.
And Dr. Holmes, in the mix of all that we've been talking about, how did you experience the pandemic? And did you find yourself acutely aware of the racial and class disparities of the pandemic? Or were you just too consumed with the work itself, which would certainly be understandable?
So, you know, it'd be very difficult not to see the disparities that you already know about. I remember one weekend call when I walked into the ED and, you know, you saw folks on ventilators in the emergency room. And, you know, I just remember kind of that heightened level of vigilance and concern. And then just seeing all these Black and brown faces on ventilators, barely making it through in the emergency room. It was very concerning, very concerning.
That was WNYC's senior editor for race and justice, Jamie Floyd, speaking with Dr. Arturo Holmes, a urology resident at SUNY Downstate Medical Center, and Dr. Mary Louise Patterson, a retired pediatrician on the clinical staff at Weill Cornell Hospital.